And what are some of the conspiracy theories that you think are causing some of the most harm in this country right now?
Well, one of the worst is the conspiracy theory about Agenda 21. And, you know, I can tell you right now, I said those words, and there are people all over the country reaching for their phones. Because what that one is a belief. Agenda 21 is a non-binding agreement that was signed during the original George Bush administration back in the early 1990s, in the UN, saying that the countries would make, you know, were making a commitment to basically to care for the environment, basically to act in ways that preserved the environment, allowed for, you know, things in terms of planning, in terms of urban development, blah, 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 blah. Nothing big. It's a non-binding commitment. This has become a belief in an overarching conspiracy of a new world order that is trying to seize private property in the United States, to grant trees the rights of humans, to, there are actually people saying they're going to shuffle us off all onto train cars and send us to work camps. I mean, it's crazy stuff. But when you look at it, there are zoning commissions in the United States, local county zoning commissions, that can't get anything done. You can't get bike paths built. You can't get, you know, modest, normal zoning development done because people come out screaming that it's about Agenda 21. And, you know, there are zoning commissions. There's one I mentioned in the article where nobody in the zoning commission knew what Agenda 21 was. They had spent years on a zoning plan. They couldn't do it, and so they all resigned because it was, why do this job if we can't do it when we're faced with people who are talking about craziness?